Is he who is in search of himself. Give up all questions except one. Who am I? After all, the only fact you are sure of is that you are. The I am is certain. The I am this is not. Struggle to find out what you are in reality. To know what you are, you must first investigate and know what you are not. Discover all that you are not. Body, feelings, thoughts, time, space, this or that. Nothing, concrete or abstract, which you perceive can be you. The very act of perceiving shows that you are not what you perceive. The clearer you understand on the level of mind you can be described in negative terms only, the quicker will you come to the end of your search and realize that you are the limitless being.
Not about it.
Music from my good friend Charfil, preceded by a reading from Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj.
Now we're going to listen to a little set of Tom Waits, and first we're going to start it off with Jackie Fuller Bourbon.
Stamp and a fire like shadow boxing all around the town. talking with the old man, sleeping on the ground. Bazzani, booting out, hooting out, cone. Sharing his apartment with a telephone pole. And a fishnet stocking, spike heel shoes. Strip tees, brick tees, car keys, blues. And the porno floor show, live nude girl. Dreamy and creamy and brunette curls. Chester Morgan and watermelon rose. Raise my rent and take off all your clothes. With trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pasties and a cheese string, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass in a buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi. Live from Gay Perry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage. Who cares? All this hot burlesque for me. Zooby zabba, zooby zabba, zooby zabba. Be that as green as apple, it is cleavage, cleavage, eyes and hips, from the nape of a neck to the lipstick lips, chopped and channeled and lowered and lured, and the cheetah slicks, baby moving, she's hot and ready, creamy and sugared, and the band is awful, and so are the tunes. Doobie zappa, doobie zappa, zippie zappa, zippie zappa, doobie zappa, zippie zappa, crawling on her belly, shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Sears, cheers from the compendium here. Hey, sweetheart, they're yelling for more. Scorching out your cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelley, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snakeskin's name? It's an early bird matinee, come back any day. Get you a little something that you can't get at home. And get you a little something that you can't get at home. It's pisses and a cheese drink, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Popcorn front row, higher than a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Zooby zappa, zooby zappa, zooby zappa, zay. Zooby zappa, zooby zappa, zay, zay, zay.
All right, the second song by Tom Waits was Pasties and a G-String. And now we're going to listen to Timber Timber before we listen to some more Allen Ginsberg.
Mystic palm, gem and tarot. A few escape your magic arrow. I saw you reel the men from Mars. Each captivated crooked smile. And you know you can't heal them all. Your double diamond disposition. Refractions of your center prism. Your magic arrow flies precision. And you saw it from that vantage point. Perimeter scratched on the nation's native hide. And we saw those Christian clippers glide over white caps and white sails high. Overweight knuckles. I was fine till I saw the pale horse ride and open up its gate across the ocean floor. You were fine till you saw the white rider take and take some more.
Thank you.
Our mother's mug, a double barrel. A few escape your magic arrow. And with a Christ as bayonet, all you siphoned off the hellion's threads. And even in your ghastly visions, your magic arrow flies precision. Whistles like a boiling potion. Charges like a locomotive. And you saw it from that vantage point. Perimeter scratched on the nation's native hide. And we saw those Christian clippers glide over white caps and white sails high. Over white knuckles. And you were fine till you saw the pale horse ride. Open up its gate across the ocean floor. You were fine till you saw the white rider take and take some more.
Not only my lonesomeness, it's ours, all over America. Oh, tender fellows, and spoken lonesomeness is prophecy, and the moon 100 years ago or in the middle of Kansas now. It's not the vast plains mute our mouths that fill at midnight with ecstatic language when our trembling bodies hold each other, breast to breast on a mattress. Not the empty sky that hides the feeling from our faces, nor our skirts and trousers that conceal the body love emanating in a glow of beloved skin, white, smooth abdomen down to the hair between our legs. It's not a god that bore us, that forbid our being, like a sunny rose all red with naked joy between our eyes and bellies. Yes, all we do is for this frightened thing we call love, want and lack. Fear that we aren't the one whose body could be beloved of all the brides of Kansas City, kissed all over by every boy of Wichita. solitude, weep aloud like me. On the bridge over Republican River, almost in tears to know how to speak the right language. On the frosty broad road, uphill between highway embankments, I search for the language that is also yours. Almost all our language has been taxed by war. Radio antennae, high tension wires ranging from Junction City across the plains. Highway cloverleaf sunk in a vast meadow. Lanes curving past Abilene to Denver, filled with old heroes of love. To Wichita, where McClure's mind burst into animal beauty, drunk, getting laid in a car in a neon-misted street 15 years ago. To Independence, where the old man still alive, who loosed the bomb that slaved all human consciousness and made the body universe a place of fear. Now, speeding along the empty plain, no giant demon machine visible on the horizon, but tiny human trees and wooden houses at the sky's edge, I claim my birthright, joy reborn after the vast sadness of the war gods. A lone man talking to myself, no house in the brown vastness to hear, imagining that throng of selves that make this nation one body of prophecy, language by declaration as pursuit of happiness. I call all powers of imagination to my side in this auto to make prophecy. All lords of human kingdoms to come, Shambhu Bharti Baba naked, covered with ash, Kaki Baba fat bellied, mad with the dogs, Diharaha Baba who moans, oh how wounded, how wounded. Siddharamukhar Dattakar who commands, give up your desire, Satyananda who raises two thumbs in tranquility, Kalipada Guharoy whose yoga drops before the void, Shivananda who touches the breast and says Om, Srimata Krishnaji of Vrindavan who says take for your guru William Blake, the invisible father of English visions, Sri Ramakrishna, master of ecstasy, eyes half closed, who only cries for his mother, Chaitanya, arms upraised, singing and dancing his own praise, merciful Shango, judging our bodies, Durgama, covered with blood, destroyer of battlefield illusions, million-faced Tathagata, gone past suffering, preserver Hare Krishna, returning in the age of pain, Sacred Heart, my Christ acceptable, Allah, the compassionate one, Yahweh, righteous one, all knowledge princes of earth, man, all ancient seraphim of heavenly desire, devas, yogis, and holy men I chant to, come to my lone presence into this vortex named Kansas. I lift my voice aloud, make mantra of American language. Now I here declare the end of the war. Let the states tremble. Let the nation weep. Let Congress legislate its own delight. Let the president execute his own desire. This act, done by my own voice, published to my own senses, blissfully received by my own form, approved with pleasure by my sensations, manifestation of my very thought, accomplished in my own imagination. All realms within my consciousness fulfilled 60 miles from Wichita, near El Dorado, the Golden One, in chill earthly mist, houseless brown farmland plains rolling heavenward in every direction, one midwinter afternoon, Sunday, called the Day of the Lord. Pure spring water gathered in one tower where Florence is set on a hill. Stop for tea and gas.
That was Allen Ginsberg with Wichita Vortex Sutra Part 3, accompanied by music by Philip Glass.
And now we're going to do another reading from Ocean of Dharma, and it's titled Chaos is the Inspiration. Very beautiful situations have developed using chaos as part of the enlightened approach. There is chaos of all kinds of developing all the time. Psychological disorder, social disorder, metaphysical disorder, what have you, constantly happening. If you are trying to stop these situations, you are looking for an external means of liberating yourself, another answer. But if we are able to look into the basic situation, then chaos is the inspiration. Confusion is the inspiration.
Darest thou now, O soul, Walt Whitman. Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet nor any path to follow, nor map there nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land. I know it is not, O soul, nor dost thou. All is a blank before us. All waits, undreamed of in that region, that inaccessible land. Till, when the ties loosen, all but the ties eternal, time and space, nor darkness, gravitation, sense, nor any bounds, bound us. Then we burst forth, we float, in time and space, O soul, prepared for them, equal, equipped at last, O joy, O fruit of all, them to fulfill, O soul.
Thank you.
that in whom reside all beings and who resides in all beings, who is the giver of grace to all, the supreme soul of the universe, the limitless being, I am that. That which permeates all, which nothing transcends, and which, like the universal space around us, fills everything completely from within and without, that supreme non-dual Brahman, that thou art.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmin. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. you know, the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. So they tried. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
All right, everybody, that about does it for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the meditation, the songs. Feel free to participate. We're here every Saturday at 9. I'd like to wish a happy Navratri to all you who celebrate. That is 9 days of honoring Ma Durga, the Divine Feminine. So keep that in mind in your practice.
Namaste, everyone.
Shalom. Have a good night.